Welcome to the Dr. Bo Show, a critical thinking, reason, and science-based approach to issues that matter.
Protesting, balancing passion and principle. Explore the fine line between peaceful protest and illegality, emphasizing the need for consistency and fairness in how we judge these actions. Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of our podcast. I'm Jerry Sage, your host for this episode, filling in for Dr. Bennett. Today, we're diving into a topic that's been at the forefront of public discourse: protesting. Specifically, how far is too far when it comes to making your voice heard? Protests have been a vital tool for social change throughout history. They've given voice to the voiceless and brought attention to issues that might have otherwise been ignored. However, the methods by which people protest can vary significantly, and not all are met with the same acceptance. Our focus today is on understanding the fine line between peaceful protest and actions that cross into illegality and hypocrisy. It's easy to support a cause when it aligns with your beliefs, but what happens when the methods of protest challenge your principles of law and order? During the riots of 2020, many people found themselves in a moral quandary. Friends who were usually law-abiding citizens were suddenly justifying looting, vandalism, violence, and even arson. The justification often mirrored scenes from movies where characters resort to extreme measures because they feel unheard, much like Ed Harris's character in The Rock, who took over Alcatraz with the threat of chemical weapons. Imagine if every cause resorted to such extreme measures. If we were to condone these actions for one side, should we then accept them from the other? January 6, 2021 presented a stark reflection of this dilemma. On this day, extreme members of the political right used similar tactics to those previously celebrated by the extreme left. The question we must ask ourselves is, do we apply the same rules or do we change them based on our personal ideologies? Consistency is key when it comes to upholding the law and considering the safety of others. Peaceful protests, like refusing to give up a bus seat for racial justice or tying oneself to a tree to prevent deforestation, are commendable acts of civil disobedience. They make a statement without crossing the line into violence or destruction. However, actions like spray painting political messages on public buildings, taking over city streets, looting businesses, or, in extreme cases, invading the Capitol with the intent to harm elected officials, should unequivocally be condemned. These actions not only break the law, but also endanger the lives of others. In a just society, the law must be applied equally to everyone, regardless of the cause they stand for. Granting leniency based on personal beliefs leads to hypocrisy and undermines the very foundation of justice. We cannot afford to let our biases dictate what is acceptable behavior in protests. So, as we reflect on the nature of protest, let's strive for consistency and fairness. We must advocate for change, yes, but in a way that respects the rights and safety of all individuals involved. If you're interested in delving deeper into topics like these, be sure to visit Dr. Bo's bookstore. It's a fantastic resource for those keen on expanding their understanding of critical thinking, science, logic, and reasoning. Thank you for tuning in today. Stay informed, stay critical, and most importantly, stay safe. Conclusion. As we've discussed, the essence of protest lies in its ability to bring about change, but it's crucial to consider the methods employed. By maintaining consistency in how we judge these actions, we ensure that our society remains just and equitable. Let's continue this conversation and work towards a future where protest serves as a powerful yet peaceful tool for progress. Until next time, this is Jerry Sage signing off. Take care and keep thinking critically.